to Tactical Town. We are here just to bring you good cheer.
Good evening. The 45,000 Texaco dealers who serve you so courteously and efficiently with Fire Chief, the emergency-grade gasoline, Texaco Motor Oil, and Marfac, the scientific chassis lubricant, proudly present another All-Star Summer Review.
Hello, Jimmy Wallington.
Hello, Eddie Stanley. Hello there. Come in here. Say, you know, Eddie, your performance of Romeo and Juliet last week certainly was a terrific flop.
You're right, and it's left me practically penniless. I got to start saving money, Jimmy. I should be cutting out cigarettes. I should be cutting out cigars.
Stanley, you should be cutting out paper dolls. You know, you better forget about Shakespeare and go back to telling jokes.
You're right, Jimmy. There must be some place where I can go over with my jokes.
Why, sure, and I've got just a spot for you. Niagara Falls.
Say, fellas.
Yes, what's the matter, Renard?
I just found out why our show failed last week. The audience was drunk.
The audience was drunk?
Sure, it says right here in the paper. All during the performance, the theater was filled with booze.
Jack Renard, you're all wrong.
Same or same or.
Tomlin ruined our Shakespearean play. That broken-down cowpuncher called me a faithless wench.
What are you kicking about? That happens to be true.
You mean I really am faithless?
Faithless? I thought you said faceless.
Say, since when are you a judge of beauty? If I had a puss like yours, I'd hire a stand-in to look in the mirror for me.
Well, at least we all agree on who spoiled our show last week.
Who?
Pinky.
Somebody call me.
Did y'all want me?
Conlon, we don't want any part of you.
Well, look, folks, I'm sorry if my mistake spoiled Romeo and Juliet last week, but I'm in a tough spot, too. I got no room rent, no money. In fact, I was kind of figuring on asking one of y'all to take me home to supper.
Well, why don't you ask Seymour? She's having ham tonight.
Nothing doing. We're having ham for dinner, not for company.
You can come to my house, Pinky, if you don't mind eating with the servants.
But you ain't got no servants.
Well, I trust I've made myself clear.
Well, how about eating with you, Mr. Renard?
Sorry, Pinky, but I'm feeding a large party tonight.
A large party?
Yeah, me.
Well, it looks like I'm all alone in the world, just me and my troubles. Guess there's nothing left for me to do but go back to my old job. See you later, folks.
Not if we see you first.
Say, you know, the way things look now, we'll all have to go back to our old jobs.
Well, I'm okay. My first job was a telephone operator.
Well, I'm okay, too. My first job was at the printer's devil.
Jimmy, I always knew there was a little devil in you.
I can always get my first job back.
Of course. People are still having their shoes shined.
Lay off, Jimmy. What about you, Renard?
It's impossible. I can't go back to my first job.
You can't go back to your first job?
No, I was the thin man in a circus.
I wonder what job Pinky Tomlin went back to.
Stand out from my way. Make way to the Ross and Anseri. I've got here a letter from Russia for Pinkus Thomas.
Let me see that. There must be a mistake. There's nobody here by that name.
You never heard of Pinkus Thomas? The fellow who wrote that song, "If the love bug will bite you, then you'll get the gout"?
Let me see that letter you brought. Why, it is for Pinky Tomlin, and it's written in red ink.
That is not red ink. That is borscht.
Who cares about Russian soup? Say, who's the letter from?
From Pinkus Tomsk's cousin, Volga.
His cousin's name is Volga?
That's right. Volga Vinchel Tomsk.
How do you like that? A peeping Tomsk. Well, what does the letter say?
The letter's beginning like this. Paskudnyak svazdostchnik.
And what is that?
In Russian, that means P.S. It says, your uncle has left you $1 million cash.
What do you think of that? You mean that Pinky Tomlin's inherited $1 million?
I am not talking through your hat, I hope. Goodbye.
Hey, wait a minute. When Pinky Tomlin wants to find you, will you be at the embassy?
Yeah. Embassy in the morning, CBS at night.
How
How do you like that for luck? A dumb cowpuncher inherits $1 million.
Why, that long-legged, numbskull, freckle-faced ranchhand...
He's a millionaire.
I love him.
Quiet. Here he comes, and he's all dressed up in a uniform.
Why, gee, Pinky, I didn't know you was an Army man.
Army man, nothing. I got my old job back. I'm a Western Union boy.
Pinky, old pal, you mustn't wear yourself out walking around with those telegrams. Here, take my new car.
Oh, yeah, let me be the chauffeur.
Gee, fellas, the way you're treating me, you'd think I was a millionaire.
Well, why shouldn't we? Didn't you just...
Why, yes, Amor.
Well, but didn't that fellow with the beard just... Ah!
Mosquitoes.
Say, Pinky, are you hungry?
Well, I haven't had my supper yet.
Oh, that's fine, Pinky. You can come home with me. We're having chicken.
Ah, thanks, Jimmy. No chicken for me.
Pinky's coming to our house for turkey, ain't you, Pinky Winky?
No, thanks, Amor. No turkey for me.
Of course not. Pinky's having a good old-fashioned roast beef dinner with me, ain't you, Pinky Winky?
Well, I'm afraid you're all wrong, folks. I'm having borscht for dinner.
Borscht?
Yeah, I met that Russian, too.
Jack Renard plays Gone with the Wind.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to operating difficulties, there's been an interruption in the program of Texaco Town. Undoubtedly, we shall be able to resume this program in a moment or two. In the meantime, we present an interlude of organ music. The operating difficulties, ladies and gentlemen, which necessitated our discontinuing the program of Texaco Town, sponsored by the makers of Fire Chief Gasoline, have now been cleared, and we return you to Los Angeles, California.
Has anybody seen Pinky Tomlin since he inherited his $1 million?
I just got a wire from him.
Well, open it up.
Okay. It says, by the time you finish reading this telegram, I will be there. Signed, Pinky Tomlin.
Yeah, and here I am.
Pinky Tomlin, you stop wasting your money sending telegrams like that. Try to remember you was poor once.
I'll fix it so I can't forget that I was poor once. Every time I get something new and beautiful, I get something just exact opposite to go with it.
What do you mean?
Well, when I have turkey for dinner, I get a hamburger to go with it. When I drive in my Rolls Royce, I have a secondhand bicycle with me. Tonight, I got a date with Loretta Young, so I'm going to take Seymour along.
Oh, Pinky, you say the cutest things, huh?
Pinky, we've been worried about the way you've been throwing your money around.
Oh, you don't like my aim, eh, Stanley? Well, sir, my aim is to help as many people as I can. For instance, I bought these old no-count gold mine stocks just to help out an old pal of mine from back home.
You did?
Yep, I also bought me a little boat, $110,000.
$110,000? Boy, I could retire on the sales tax.
Now, I'm going to do something for all of you. First, I'm going to build a big mansion, a place for folks like you, Seymour, and you, Stanley.
What kind of a place?
Well, it's a home for broken-down comedians and slightly used stooges. Yeah, here's the blueprints. How do you like them?
Oh, let me see the plan. What does that mean, applause room?
Well, it's to keep you from being lonesome. You walk in the room, tell some jokes, press a button, and a phonograph record applauds for you.
You tell jokes and then hear applause? Say, that sounds like a real novelty.
It would be to you.
Yeah, this is the room here you'd be interested in, Stanley. There's 30 department store dummies all holding autograph books. Yeah, and whenever you feel the urge, you just walk in and sign your name.
Stanley, when you go in that autograph room, you better lock the door.
To keep the other comedians from walking in?
No, to keep the dummies from walking out.
Now, look, everybody, I've decided to give each one of you folks a little present. Seymour, what do you need most?
Well, there's a $10,000 mortgage on our home. I'd like to have it lifted.
Here's $20,000. Have your face lifted, too. Now, Mr. Renard, I got you all set, too. From now on, you won't have to walk to work anymore. No, sir. A chauffeur and a big automobile will take you to work and bring you home every day.
Oh, that's wonderful, Pinky. Thank you.
That's all right. Here's a season pass on the Hollywood Boulevard bus line.
What do you got for me, Pinky? What do you got for me?
Eddie Stanley, you've worked pretty hard in your time, ain't you?
Yes, sir. For 15 years, I've had my nose to the grindstone.
Boy, that must have been some schnozzle when you started.
Quiet, Seymour. Pinky, you know the doctor told me I was in bad shape and suggested I have my adenoids removed.
Now, here's $500.
My tonsils have to come out, too.
Yeah, here's another $500.
And then my appendix has to come out, and then if...
Stanley, that'll be enough out of you, brother. Now, where's Jimmy Walling?
Here I am, Pinky. What is it?
Jimmy, I'm sharing my good fortune tonight. I'm giving everyone what they need most. What can I do for you?
Well, Pinky, I'm not concerned about myself. You know, I'm thinking of my baby. You know how it is. A radio announcer, famous today, forgotten tomorrow. You know, I'd be happy, Pinky, if I only knew that my little baby will always have plenty to eat.
Jimmy, my boy, here's $25,000. Go out and buy a child's restaurant.
Texaco Town proudly presents Little Maureen O'Connor. Maureen recalls an old favorite, Stormy Weather.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather. Since that boy and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Life is fair. Gloom and misery everywhere. Stormy weather. Just can't get my poor self together. I'm weary all the time, the time. Oh, weary all the time. When he went away, the blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, a rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun. Once more, don't know why. There's no sun up in the sky. Ever since that boy and I came to bed. Stormy weather, life is fair. Blooming is free everywhere. Just as he and I said. And get me. If he stays away, a rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun.
Day. Pinky Tomlin inherits $1 million, and we got half of it already.
Quiet, quiet. Here comes Pinky.
Look, folks, I just want...
Hey, Pinky, can you let me have another $500? I want to bail my pa out of jail.
Your pa's in jail again? What for?
Well, the battle started when Ma fired the maid because she smelt liquor on her breath.
And that proved the maid had been drinking.
No, it proved she'd been kissing Pa.
Say more. There's only one thing keeping me from bailing your pa out of jail.
What?
I'm clean busted. Buying that worthless gold mine and giving you all them presents has took every cent I got.
Excuse me, Pinky. I just remembered I got to go someplace.
Me too.
Just a minute. Everybody stay where you are. Who's Pinky Tomlin?
Well, I am.
I want to see you about $1 million.
You don't happen to be from Russia, do you, mister?
No, I'm from Washington. There's a small matter of $600,000 in taxes which you owe.
Oh.
Yes, oh.
Uh-oh.
How about it?
Well, you see, mister, I'm a little bit short right now.
Now, don't you worry. There's no rush. We're in no hurry. You've got all the time you want. I'll give you 15 minutes to raise the money.
Well, in a tough spot like this, I'm sure glad I'm among friends. Mr. Wallington, didn't you once say you'd give me money any day?
Oh, no. What I said was save your money for a rainy day.
In California? Boy, I sure am in a mess of trouble. No money, no friends. I don't know where to turn. I don't know where to turn.
He doesn't know where to turn.
Turn back to page 8, Pinky, and you'll be a millionaire again.
Pinky, listen, that wild-eyed Russian is looking for you again. He's bumbling something about giving you $1 million.
Well, I guess he's got another $1 million for me. I'll go see.
Wait a minute, Pinky. Here, take along a few $1,000. You might need a little change.
Wait a minute. Save your money, Stanley. If Tomlin wants to borrow, he knows who to go to, don't you, Pinky?
Sure, the finance company. No, thanks, folks. My Russian friend will take care of me, all
don't
right.
Don't call me friend, you scoundrel, you. Why did you take that money?
Well, why shouldn't I? You brought me $1 million from care of Texaco.
Texaco, that's a lie. I brought $1 million to Pincus Pump in care of Mexico, not Tomlin in care of Texaco. It's a mistake. The money is not for you.
What?
Well, that's no news.
Quiet. I want that money back, every cent.
But it's gone, I tell you. I bought an old worthless gold mine and gave the rest to my friends. If you want the money, you'll have to get it from them. I gave $10,000 to him over there.
You put $10,000 in that barrel?
That's no barrel. That's Jack Renard.
Hey, what did you do with the money, Tiny?
Well, I put it in the bank, but it's gone now.
What happened to it?
Well, between the interest and myself, we ate it all up.
Oh, I want that. I want that money back immediately, if not sooner. Otherwise, I got to have it quick.
Woldor, partner. Woldor, I don't quite get you. You all got me hog-tied and corralled.
What's that?
I said you all got me hog-tied and corralled.
Stop talking with a dialect. If you don't give me that money, I throw you in jail.
But, mister, you can't get milk from a stone.
Who's got time to milk a stone? If I don't get my money, I'll twist you and turn you and scare you.
But look, I tell you, all I got in the world is this 1 cent dime.
I'll take that on account. Meanwhile, you're a snake in the grass, my darling. You're a wolf in cheap clothing, my sweetheart. You're a good for nothing, my angel.
Hey, wait a minute. Why do you call me names like that and make love to me at the same time?
Who's making love to you? I'm talking to my wife. She's listening in. For you, wifey, for you, Tomlin, boy.
Well, this is the worst fix I was ever in. Jail staring in the face, and all I got left in the world is this old gold mine stock. Here, Stanley, give me a dollar and you can have it.
You've got a lot of nerve trying to chip me out of a buck.
Well, somebody give me a half a dollar, a quarter, a dime, a nickel.
Are you Pinky Tomlin?
Yes.
Are you sure you're Pinky Tomlin?
Sure, I'm Pinky Tomlin, but I ain't done nothing, mister. Don't hit me with them big rocks.
Rocks, nothing. These are solid gold nuggets.
What?
Pinky Tomlin, we struck a new vein in your mine, and you're now worth $10 million.
Oh, Pinky Gardner, you little angel. Come here, I want to hug you and kiss you.
Seymour, this is no time to threaten the man.
Pinky, you're a millionaire again.
Do you realize what that means, Pinky Tomlin?
What?
Why, it means that now you can live like a real king.
But Seymour, I don't want to live like a real king.
You don't want to live like a king?
No, ma'am. From what I've been reading in the papers, it's a lot more fun living like an ex-king. What's the name of this game we're playing? Luck is going your way, Ruben. You keep winning, and I keep losing. Now I'm refusing to play. Stop, you're breaking my heart. This joke is going too far. Come out wherever you are. How come you like to do me like to do me like you do? Stop, you're driving me wild. It's tough to take it and grin. And how you're rubbing it in. Because you know that I'm in love with you. I'm so, you're so. Oh, I don't know, I'm just losing all hope. You're much, too much. I'm just about at the end of my rope, so stop upsetting my cart. Look out, I'm starting to burn. Oh, the worms certainly turn. If you don't stop, 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 stop breaking my heart. Oh, stop, you're breaking my heart. This joke is going too far. Come out, wherever you are. How come you like to do me like you do? Stop, you're driving me wild. It's tough to take it and grin. And how, you're rubbing it in. Because you know that I'm in love with you. Ooh, now I'm so, you're so.
Oh, he's a little, oh, he's much, too much.
I'm just about at the end of my rope. Stop upsetting my cart. Oh, look out and start to burn. Oh, the worm will certainly turn. If you don't stop, 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 stop breaking my heart. Oh, stop.
Friends, visit your neighborhood Texaco dealer at his station. As he serves you with Fire Chief gasoline and Texaco motor oil, he'll give you those extra services which are so essential to complete motoring enjoyment. Tune in next week and see what happens when $10 million and an Oklahoma cowboy get together on the Texaco Summer Review, featuring Pinky Tomlin, Maureen O'Connor, Eddie Stanley, Jack Renard, Sidney Fields, and Helen Troy as Seymour Seymour. And next time, try a Texaco dealer. James Wallington speaking from Hollywood, California, and reminding you that Eddie Cantor will be back on the air every Wednesday night, beginning Wednesday, September 29th. Pinky Tomlin's song tonight, Stop Your Breaking My Heart, is from the Paramount picture, Artist and Model. Good night, everybody. Good night, Eddie Cantor. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
P.M. BULOVA Bulova Watch Time. WABC, New York.